Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you've taken a taxi in Boston lately, you may have noticed a sign that some drivers are displaying in the back seat. It informs passengers that the driver pays a 6% fee on all credit card charges. It's the latest move by cabbies who are resisting the city's two-year-old policy that requires taxis to accept credit cards. Many passengers report getting into arguments with drivers who demand cash. WBUR's Adam Ragusea reports that new payment technology might be harnessed to ease the friction.
What's up? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Michael Carter has been driving a cab in Boston for 12 years, and all the recent press coverage about the resistance among cabbies to take plastic has really gotten to him.
Like, I get the feeling that people everywhere just think, like, we all met up at one big Dunkin' Donuts and agreed to be jerks about it, but it's just a bad deal.
The credit card processing company that Carter is required to use pockets 6% on every fare to cover the cost of the swipe machine in the back of the taxi. It can take as many as 4 days for the money to get deposited into his account. There are hidden fees. The swipe machines break down all the time.
There's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a way for me to take credit cards and not have it hurt me so much.
Perhaps.
I just thought one night while I was out, when somebody asked me, do you take credit cards or can we stop that cash machine? I said, well, sure, we can do that, but do you have an iPhone or smartphone that has apps?
Justin Sneddon spoke to me from the cab he drives in London.
And he says yes. So I said, well, you can use PayPal if you wish. And within seconds, he was downloading it from the App Store. And within seconds of him pressing transfer, I got a little email saying you've received funds, and it was done.
And PayPal doesn't take nearly as big a cut because there's no card swipe machine to pay for. Sounds simple enough, though no one I've talked to in Boston's cab industry has ever tried to do it. There is one way that some cabbies here are now accepting payment by smartphone. It's through a company called Taxi Magic.
It's very much like OpenTable for booking restaurant reservations.
Jay McClary is the VP of marketing at Taxi Magic. If you want to take a cab, you go to their website and put your credit card information on file. And when you're ready to go,
you download an app, and when you open the app up using the GPS on the phone, it will show you all the local taxi fleets that are available to that user.
Okay, Metro Cab Association. Book?
I tried Taxi Magic at my desk yesterday. The app asked me for my address.
890 Commonwealth Avenue.
And I went outside to wait. The app shows you a map with real-time updates on where your cab is.
Oh, look at that. My cab is down by the Brigham.
A few minutes later...
Hi, how's it going? Are you my cab?
I asked my cabbie to take me to Kenmore Square and back again.
Okay, so how much is it going to be?
$9.80.
Okay, so I hit pay, give you a $5 tip, so I'll just say $15 even.
I tapped a button on my iPhone, and within seconds, my cabbie's computer screen beeped, showing my $15 payment, and I got a receipt in my email. It's pretty easy, and again, no card swipe. And because my payment got processed through the cabbie's dispatch company, the company will be the ones waiting a few days for the money to come through. They'll hand the driver cash at the end of the day. That's the good part. The bad part is that Taxi Magic works through the credit card and dispatch system the cabbie already has. So there's still a 6% fee for him, plus a $2.50 surcharge for me. And hey, not everybody has a smartphone. For a solution that gets around all of that, we have to go to another Brit.
My name's Robin Major. I'm the VP of Business Development at Dash Taxi in the UK.
Dash Taxi is a spin-off of Dash Park, one of many services in Europe that allows you to pay your parking meter by sending a simple text message. No fancy smartphone required, just a regular cell. 4 months ago, Major's company started applying the same principle to cabs in London.
When you get in the cab, there are three things that need to be present. The driver and his cell phone, you and your cell phone, and the sticker visible within the cab, which has a unique location ID identifying that driver.
And when it comes time to pay, you either call or text the driver ID and the fare amount to Dash Taxi.
And then we clear the payment, and both the driver and the customer get a text message confirming that the payment's gone through.
It's easy, and it costs less in the way of a processing fee because the driver and the passenger are essentially providing their own equipment. Could it work in Boston? Dash Taxi and other companies are looking into it, and the city's cab regulators say they're open to considering new technology. But Boston is unique in that we require cabbies to take plastic, whether you have a cell phone or not. And that means for at least some transactions, the existing card swipe machines are probably here to stay. For WBUR, I'm Adam Ragusea.